Anyway, what's cool to me is here, if you're interested in who done it, here's the answer. You don't have to hang around. Because you already know the answer. You know who's behind it all. You can just go and take off. Seems to me if you're doing science, if you're doing research, if you're actually going out and answering questions, you don't care who did it. What you're interested in is, oh, can I prove it? Again? Was the data that I captured admissible in court? Yes, it was not only admitted in court, but we went to prosecution, and this guy was prosecuted and convicted of espionage in February 1990, and sentenced to two years in prison, but that sentence was commuted because at that time Germany had reunited. And once again, you don't have to tell the hacker that you're monitoring him? Why would I do such a thing as that? Wait. So I don't have to repeat your questions. Why'd you talk into my lapel?
All right. My understanding is in order for, if you're tracing a hacker, in order for that data to be admissible in court, you have to let the hacker know that you're monitoring.
Wait, in order to tell somebody it seems to me that if you're tracking somebody over the telephone lines and somebody's making obscene phone calls,
right,
you don't have to tell them, hey, I'm monitoring
it. I understand, but that's what we got from our security group.
Okay, if that's what you got from your security group, once again, I can't tell you, although I can tell you that this stuff was not only admissible in court, but the FBI told me, whatever you do, sign your name to the back of every printout. And I did. And we had a stack the better part of a meter thick when we went to Germany and prosecuted, and it was astoundingly heavy-duty solid evidence. I don't know. Good question. I went to a bunch of law professors about it, and there's no answer. The only way you can get a good answer for it is to actually go to court and see whether it's booted out because it's not good evidence or not. There's no legislative law in it. It's only case law, and not many hackers have been brought to trial over this kind of thing. So your mileage may vary.